That's an opportunity for us to take and accentuate the positive and eliminate the negative. I'll just do one or two more of these. The RFS. Coming from Iowa, I get it. I understand the importance of the biofuel industry. I understand that consumers pay less at the pump because of it. I understand it's better for the environment. I understand that it helps to support hundreds of thousands of jobs. It's helped to stabilize farm income. It's reduced our reliance on imported foreign oil. There are multitude of positives about this industry. But we seem to be focusing the debate on numbers, and it gets all kind of mixed up. And we got our friends in Congress proposing to eliminate the RFS or eliminate portions of it. And I say, look, I'm going to educate my friends at EPA about the importance of this industry, but I'm also not going to sit on the sidelines and just wait. We're going to be proactive about this. We're going to invest in research and development. USDA, since I've been secretary, has invested $610 million in new research opportunities, looking at new feedstocks, new ways to produce this more efficiently and in an environmentally friendly way. We've set up research hubs. We've expanded markets. We saw a 35% increase in exports of biofuels and DDGs last year. We want to continue to do that. First trade mission ever for the biofuel industry. First time ever using our market assistance program resources to help fund this industry. We're not sitting on the sidelines. We're working with the Defense Department, encourage it to buy more biofuel, to create drop-in aviation fuel, to create a new industry. We're working with a commercial aviation industry that needs a billion gallons of this fuel, and we'll be able to use 17 to 19 billion gallons in 40 airports. In the near future, we're working to expand this industry. There's a good news story here. There are jobs. There's an opportunity here for us to tell America this is a good, solid industry. My concern is that some of our friends who are opposed to this industry are based on information that is dated, outdated, not accurate, but it's in the literature, it's in the common psyche. So I've instructed our team to take a look at the literature review. I announced this yesterday at Growth Energy's conference. We're going to take a look at the literature in terms of the environmental and economic impact of this industry, and we're going to try to do everything we possibly can to make sure that people understand and appreciate the changes that have been made. There is very little appreciation in this issue of the RFS for the extraordinary productivity of corn production in this country. There's an opportunity here for us to send an amazing message about corn production, how much it has increased, how much more we're producing with less inputs. It's an opportunity for us to highlight the greatness of American agriculture. We should take advantage of it, and we should also work as a partnership, growers, companies, government, to create the help to spread out the infrastructure to embrace higher blends of fuel. Now, here's the reason why this is important. If you are an environmentalist, if you're concerned about air quality, you're concerned about greenhouse gases, then you ought to absolutely be concerned about us increasing mileage and CAFE standards on our trucks and vehicles. You ought to be all for that. You ought to be saying, yeah, we want to get to 52 miles per gallon cars. We absolutely want to get there. But you know what, Ford, Chrysler, GM, you're not going to be able to get there unless you increase octane. And the last time I checked, you can't increase octane in a safe and non-toxic way unless you embrace biofuels. So it is an opportunity for us to join forces to send a positive message about new opportunities and new innovation. This is what this industry has done in America. It has reminded America of what we do best. We're not all just about consumption in this country. We are about making, creating, and innovating. And this industry is a new industry, a relatively new industry, and it has reminded us of the power of America when it makes, creates, and innovates. And agriculture has been at the center of this. So this is an opportunity for us to send a message, a good news message about agriculture and its impact and effect on the economy.